The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story, a jury has awarded $8.1 million to an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy in his lawsuit against the county, alleging retaliation and harassment. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero is live in downtown Los Angeles.
The attorney for Deputy Andrew Rodriguez called this a case about police corruption. Rodriguez filed suit against the county and the sheriff's department back in 2017, alleging a hostile work environment. He claimed that his training officer at the industry station where he was working began a campaign of harassment and retaliation against him after he refused to falsify a police report. Now, Undersheriff Tim Murakami was his captain at the time there at the industry station, and he reportedly stated that he would find a reason to fire him. Rodriguez told me outside court he was satisfied with the jury's decision.
It's very relieving that finally I got to tell my story and somebody believes me.
As of right now, he remains an unpaid, inactive member of the department. In a statement, the sheriff's department expressed disappointment in the decision. They plan to vigorously appeal it. Reporting live in downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Margaret, thank you. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley was evacuated for a short time this morning because of a fire alarm. Captain Brian McGrath with Ventura County Fire tells KNX crews arrived just after 10.
We had a report of a strong smell of smoke, and I'm unable to locate the source at the Ronald Reagan Library. We sent a full structure response to that scene when we arrived. We found no visible smoke, but we did have a strong smell.
McGrath says that odor may have come from a power failure that was reported at that time. All the buildings were evacuated, but the all clear has been given. Things are kind of back to normal, as much as they can be after something like that. You're looking to earn some extra money. Two big retail giants have thousands of gigs up for grabs.
Department store Kohl's is in a rush to hire 3,500 seasonal workers for jobs all over Southern California and then nationwide. Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, all the Gap stores. They need 5,000 people to handle their holiday shopping rush. This will not be an easy task. With unemployment at a 50-year low, it is proof plenty of shopping still done in person, not all online.
But we keep being preached to about the end of retail as we know it. Certain companies are simply weathering the storm, and obviously the Gap and Kohl's are two of those companies.
Christopher Thornburg, Beacon Economics. If you want a temp job at Kohl's, just show up at the store that's nearest to you tomorrow. Fill out an application. You might be even hired on the spot, they say. Gap store is taking applications in stores and online tomorrow. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Prosecutors have decided to retry a man who's been blamed for the deaths of 36 people in that horrific 2016 fire at an Oakland warehouse known as the Ghost Ship. Jurors in the first trial of Derek Almena were not able to reach verdicts last month on the 36 manslaughter counts against him. They deadlocked 10-2 in favor of conviction. A second defendant was acquitted. Almena's new trial is expected to start in March. Prosecutors say he was criminally negligent when he illegally converted the warehouse into a living space for artists and then held unapproved events inside. The deadly fire erupted during a big music party. Many victims were trapped in an upstairs area where they couldn't reach the only staircase to get out. A Rancho Palos Verdes woman has been formally charged with murder and child neglect for the death of her 2-year-old daughter, who she's admitted leaving alone in a car for 5 hours with the heater running. She could face up to life in prison if she's convicted. The incident happened during an overnight period last month when the mother left the girl in the car while she went to have drinks with a friend. She told investigators she left the heater on to keep her daughter warm, but when she got back, the girl was unconscious and her temperature was 107 degrees. The movie theater in Huntington Beach that's showing the film Joker that had to temporarily close because of a threat has now reopened with heightened security. Police say they received information 2 days ago about a possible threat to the Century Huntington Beach on Edinger Avenue near Beach Boulevard. The management of the theater made the decision to stop showing all movies scheduled to run after 4:45 p.m. yesterday. Police say they will provide patrols at the theater for the rest of the weekend. With so much construction still going on at LAX and traffic getting so jammed up, airport officials have decided to stop allowing arriving passengers to catch a Lyft or a taxi or an Uber right there at the curbside.
People can still take a taxi, Uber, or Lyft into the airport just like they always do. It's just the passengers leaving LAX who will see the change. They'll have to get on a shuttle and ride it over to a parking lot near Terminal 1 before they can grab a taxi or rideshare vehicle. Keith Wilsheets is with LA World Airports.
This is anticipated to take about 15% of all of the traffic out of the central terminal area, which is huge.
Opinions are mixed. Some rideshare drivers think it'll be tough for drivers and passengers.
Sounds like a big inconvenience for both, yeah.
And passengers who now will have to step aboard a shuttle before grabbing a taxi, Uber, or Lyft, what do they think?
That's definitely inconvenient, yeah. Because I think that's one of the things that's really good about Uber and Lyft. Like, just coming to where I am.
The addition of more flights plus ongoing construction at the airport has led to worsening congestion, and that's why the change is being made. At LAX, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The owners of a dog that was fatally run over by an SUV have filed a lawsuit against the dog walking company called WAG. It's based in West Hollywood, and the incident happened in New York City earlier this year. The owners of the 10-year-old French bulldog named Burger say they relied on WAG's advertisements that their walkers were vetted, qualified, and trained. Security camera footage showed the walker on her phone while the dog was walking onto the street. The lawsuit alleges fraud and negligence, and it seeks unspecified damages.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.